also, I must apologize if there's been any disruption to the meeting or any confusion, but looks like we're going to be combined this morning. I was originally invited to speak to the young people. But I trust that what we speak on this morning would be of benefit to all. I'd like to read a few verses beginning from the Gospel of Matthew. Matthew chapter 5. So we're going to read quite a few passages from the beginning. Matthew 5, from verse 44, these are the words of the Lord Jesus. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you.
وأما أنا فأقول لكم أحبوا أعداءكم باركوا لعنيكم أحسنوا إلى مبغضيكم وصلوا لأجل الذين يسوؤون إليكم ويطردونكم.
And then Romans chapter 5.
رومية أصحاح 5.
We'll read from verse 6. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love towards us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life.
ربما لأجل الصالح يكسر أحد أيضا أن يموت ولكن الله بيّن محبته لنا لأنه ونحن بعد خطاة مات المسيح لأجلنا فبالأولى كثيرا ونحن متبررون الآن بدمه نخلص به من الغضب لأنه إن كنا ونحن أعداء قد صلحنا مع الله بموت ابنه فبالأولى كثيرا ونحن مصالحون نخلص بحياته.
Ephesians chapter 2.
Ephesus, Asaha 2.
We'll read from verse 4. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, has quickened us together with Christ. By grace you are saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness towards us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God.
الله الذي هو غني في الرحمة من أجل محبته الكثيرة التي أحبنا بها ونحن أموات بالخطايا أحيانا مع المسيح بالنعمة أنتم مخلصون وأقامنا معه وأجلسنا معه في السماويات في المسيح يسوع ليظهر في الدهور الآتية غنى نعمته الفائق باللطف علينا في المسيح يسوع لأنكم بالنعمة مخلصون بالإيمان وذلك ليس منكم هو عطية الله.
And just one more verse from the Old Testament, 2 Samuel and chapter 9. Second Samuel 9, and just the first verse. And David said, and David said, "Is there yet any that is left of the house of Saul, that I may show him kindness for Jonathan's sake?"
وقال داود هل يوجد بعد أحد قد بقي من بيت شاول فأصنع معه معروفا من أجل يوناثان.
Sorry, maybe one more verse from Colossians chapter 3. Colossians 3 and verse 13. So Colossians 3 and verse 13. Forbearing one another and forgiving one another, if any man hath a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye.
من عدد 13 محتملين بعضكم بعضا ومسامحين بعضكم بعضا إن كان لأحد على أحد شكوى كما غفر لكم المسيح هكذا أنتم أيضا.
Amen. So what I want to speak about with God's help is something which is very easy to understand.
هتكلم بنعمة الرب عن موضوع سهل إن إحنا نفهمه.
Something we've all heard many times.
وموضوع سمعنا أكثر من مرة.
But something which is very difficult to put into practice.
لكن حقيقة لما نيجي للناحية العملية لأي صعب إن إحنا ننفذه.
In fact, something which in ourselves is impossible to put into practice.
الحقيقة بالنسبة لنا شخصيا من الصعب جدا عمليا إن ننفذه.
And the thought is just this, that you and I ought to love and forgive one another because we have been loved and forgiven by God. And when God loved and forgave us, we were undeserving.
ولما الله حبنا وغفر لنا ما كناش نستاهل.
And when God loved and forgave us, we were His enemies.
ولما حبنا وغفر لنا كنا أعداء.
And so if you and I are going to love and forgive as God,
عشان كده لو أنا وإنت عايزين نحب ونغفر زي الله,
we ought not to only love and forgive those who are good to us.
مش نحب ونغفر للناس اللي هم بس كويسين لينا.
We are not to love and forgive those who are worthy in our eyes.
أو الناس اللي يستاهلوا فعلينا يستاهلوا إننا نحبهم.
But when God loved us, we were His enemies.
لكن الله لما حبنا كنا أعداء.
And that is why I say this kind of a love is impossible.
عشان كده أنا بقول نوعية المحبة دي مستحيل.
Because to love your enemies is only something which God can do. And when the Lord Jesus in Matthew chapter 5 said, "Love your enemies," it was something which has never been heard before. And to do good to them that persecute you.
نعمل حسنا للناس اللي بتضطهدنا.
That is something which the world knows nothing of.
العالم ما يعرفش حاجة عن الموضوع ده.
Sometimes in the world, you do hear the concept of not retaliating.
ممكن نسمع في العالم يعني ما تردش على اللي عمل معك حاجة وحشة.
And sometimes in other religions, you hear the same.
وفي بعض الأديان التانية برضو بنسمع نفس الكلام.
Don't take revenge.
ما تردش على اللي عمله.
Don't return evil for evil.
ما تردش على الشر بالشر.
But only in the holy word of God do you find this idea of returning good for evil.
لكن بس في كلمة الله إن إحنا نعامل اللي عملنا بالشر بالخير.
And someone has said very truthfully, That to return, or if somebody does good towards you, to return with evil is to be like the devil.
لكن في واحد بيقول يعني إن لو حد عمل لك حاجة كويسة وأنت رديت عليه بأمر سيء يبقى أنت زي الشيطان.
If someone does good to you and you return good to them, well, that is to be human.
ولو حد عملك كويس وأنت عملت كويس يبقى أنت إنسان عادي.
But if someone does bad to you and you do good to them, that is to be like God.
لكن لو حد عملك وحش وأنت عملت كويس ده اللي بيعمله الله.
But when you and I feel that this is a very difficult thing, when you find it difficult to be kind to someone who doesn't deserve your kindness, when you find it difficult to do good to those who have done wrong to you, perhaps we have forgotten that is exactly what God did to you and to me. And when you and I show love and show forgiveness to those who are our enemies, those who are unworthy, we are only doing what God has done to us. We are not doing something which you and I have never experienced before. But the scriptures tell us that even as God in Christ Jesus forgave you, and then we ought to forgive others as well. And when you think about the love of God towards you, and to think of who you were when God loved you, this will help me to love those who have done wrong to me. It's a very simple thought. And perhaps to help us a little bit to apply this thought, maybe we ought to remind ourselves of how much God did love us. And who we were when God loved us. In Romans chapter 5, the Holy Spirit describes us in four different ways. In verse 6, we're described as being ungodly. The end of verse 6. Ungodly. We were unlike God. God is holy. You and I were unclean. God is truth.
Allah الحق.
And you and I were not true. We were unlike God. Ungodly. In the same verse, we were without strength. So not only were we ungodly, but we were absolutely powerless to do anything about our condition. And we were just like that lame man in John chapter 5. Who had no power to improve his situation. He could not help himself. So we were ungodly and we were without strength. But we're also told in verse 8 that we were sinners. Not only were you and I ungodly and without strength, but we were positively evil. We were sinners. And we had done that which was wrong in the eyes of God. Sinners by nature.
مخطئين بالطبيعة.
And sinners by practice.
وعمليا فينا خطية.
It's a very sad description of who we were.
الحياة حاجة محزنة لوصف حالتنا.
But look in verse 10, it goes even a step further in how the Holy Spirit describes us. For if when we were enemies, and that's the worst description of them all. Ungodly, without strength, sinners, but you and I were actually enemies to God. We actively opposed God. And what does the Holy Spirit say about God's response to you and I? And what is God going to do with those who are ungodly, those who were without strength, those who were sinners, and those who were his enemies? In verse 8, but God. And thank God for those two words, but God. And we read them as well in Ephesians chapter 2. But God, who is rich in mercy. God acted towards us.
Allah اتجه لينا.
The complete opposite to what he should have. And that's why it says, but God. It's contrasting what God did to what we deserved. And thank God that he deals with you and I in that way. When we read about God's response to the Lord Jesus, we read a different expression.
لما نشوف رد الله عن الرب يسوع بنلاقي تعبيرات مختلفة.
You often read this expression, therefore God.
ولهذا الله.
So for example in Philippians chapter 2, when you read about the humility of the Lord Jesus,
لما نقرأ في فيليب 2 عن تواضع الله الرب يسوع,
we read this lovely expression, therefore God has highly exalted him.
لذلك رفعه الله.
When the Lord Jesus in John chapter 10 speaks about him laying down his life,
لما تكلم الرب يسوع في يوحنا 10 عن انه سيضع نفسه,
he says again, therefore does the Father love me.
قال لهذا الله يحبني.
It was the natural response of God to the Lord Jesus to love him.
الرد الطبيعي لله من ناحية الرب يسوع انه يحبه.
The natural response to the Lord Jesus going down to death in obedience to him was that God should exalt him.
الرد الطبيعي انه يضع نفسه وابن الله يرفعه.
But thank God when it comes to you and I, it doesn't say, therefore God.
ولكن بنشكر رب انه لما تيجي ليا انا وانت بيقول ولكن الله.
It says but God.
But ولكن الله.
Imagine it said that you and I were sinners, ungodly, that we were without strength and we were enemies of God, and then it says therefore God.
نتوقع ايه لما يكون واحد خاطي ضعيف عدو وتيجي كلمة ولكن الله.
You and I would be in serious trouble.
أكيد هنبقى في مشكلة كبيرة.
But thank God the scripture says, but God.
لكن بنشكر الله لأن كلمته بتقول ولكن الله.
And what did God do? God demonstrated his love towards us.
الله أظهر محبته لينا.
In that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. In verse 6, Christ died for the ungodly. We said that in verse 10, we have the most serious description of who we were as sinners. We were enemies. And what does the Holy Spirit say in response to that? We were reconciled to God by the death of His Son. And notice that it doesn't say we were reconciled to God by the death of Christ. And when it speaks about you and I being sinners and ungodly and without strength, we read about the death of Christ. But when the Holy Spirit uses a stronger word to describe our condition, He also uses a stronger word to describe the love of God. The death of His Son. For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son. I mean, it's as though the Holy Spirit is saying, the sin of man can reach however much it reaches. It can go so however low it goes. But the love of God will always be able to match how low man goes. Where sin did abound, grace did much more abound.
كلما ازدادت الخطية ازدادت النعمة جدا حيثما كثرت الخطية ازدادت النعمة جدا.
Your sin and my sin was only an opportunity for God to show how much He loved us.
نقدر نقول ان خطيتي وخطيتك كانت فرصة لله يورينا قد ايه بيحبنا.
And you remember the parable that the Lord Jesus told about a man who had servants who He placed responsibility over His land, and then He sent to them His messengers.
فاكرين المثل اللي قاله الرب عن إنه كان عنده عبيد وبعت لهم رسل.
And they mistreated His servants.
وطبعا ما عملوش العبيد اللي بعت لهم أو المسجر بتوعهم معاملة كويسة.
I mean, they beat them and they sent them back.
ضربوهم ورجعوهم فارغين.
And what was the response of this man?
إيه كان رد فعل صاحب الحق أو الملك ده؟
Was his love quenched?
هل محبته انطفأت؟
And was his goodness stopped?
هل معاملته الكويسة وقفت؟
If anything, his love was only increased.
لكن الحياة محبته ازدادت من ناحيته.
I will send them my son.
قال أبعث أرسل لهم ابني.
And we were reconciled to God by the death of His Son.
لقد صلحنا مع الله بموت ابنه.
In Ephesians chapter 2, we have a similar thought.
في أفسس 2 عندنا برضو نفس الفكرة.
We didn't read it, but in the first few verses, we have a very sad description of who we were. And we were dead in trespasses and sins. I'm sure many people know, but in the book of Romans, the sinner is presented as being very much alive in his sins. So we're actively evil. In Ephesians, the sinner is presented as being dead towards God. So it was impossible for us to do that which was good. And we were only able to do that which was wrong. In verse 1 of chapter 2, "And you He made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins."
كنتم أمواتا بالذنوب والخطايا.
And we have the sinner described in a threefold way in relation to the flesh, the devil, and the world.
والخطية بتاعتنا ينسب لها مع العالم والشيطان والجسد.
In verse 2, according to the course of this world.
في عدد 2 بحسب الروح الذي يعمل الآن في أبناء حسب سلطان الهوى.
Yep. So and also, as our brother just mentioned, according to the prince of the power of the air, that's the devil.
يعني الوصف الأولاني في حسب هذا العالم وبعد كده حسب رئيس سلطان الهوى.
I mean, verse 3, of whom you also had our conversation in time past in the lusts of our flesh.
وبعد كده في عدد 3 بيتكلم عن شهوات الجسد.
It's a very sad description of who we were.
وصف محزن لحالتنا الأولى.
If you and I ever feel that someone is unworthy of our love,
لو أنا وإنت حاسين إن في واحد ما يستاهلش محبتنا,
we ought to remember how unworthy we were of God's love.
لكن لازم نفتكر قد إيه إحنا حالتنا لما حبينا الله.
And then in verse 4 we read again, but God.
وفي عدد 4 نقرأ برضو مرة تاني ولكن الله.
I mentioned that in Romans chapter 5 there was a fourfold description of the sin of man.
في روميا على 5 وصفات لحالتنا الأولى.
In Ephesians chapter 2 we have a fourfold description of the favor of God.
وفي أفسس 2 بنلاقي 5 وصف لمحبة الله لنا.
Four ways in which God responds to our sin.
أربع طرق الله يتعامل معنا وإحنا خطاة.
We read about the mercy of God.
بنقرأ عن رحمة الله.
We read about the kindness of God.
بنقرأ عن نعمة الله.
We read about the grace of God.
ونعمة الله.
So for example, and we read about the love of God.
ومحبة الله.
A fourfold description.
أربع وصف لرد الله على حالتنا.
In verse 4, God who is rich in mercy.
في عدد 4, الله الذي هو غني في الرحمة.
Because of his great love wherewith he loved us.
من أجل محبته الكثيرة التي أحبنا بها.
It does not say that God was merciful and that he was loving.
ما قالش إن هو الله
just merciful or just loving, but it says he was rich in mercy and because of his great love.
ما قالش بس رحمة وما قالش بس محبة, لكن هو غني في الرحمة ومحبته كثيرة.
And then in verse 7 we read about the exceeding riches of his grace.
وفي عدد 7 نقرأ غنى نعمته الفائق.
Ephesians speaks about the exceeding greatness of his power in chapter 1. And in chapter 2, we read about the exceeding richness of his grace. God is rich in mercy. Mercy withholds that which I deserve. And that is really the very beginning of God's dealing with you and I. He has withheld that which we deserve. In the Psalms, the psalmist says, O Lord, if you should mark iniquity, who should stand?
في المزامير يا رب لو كنت تلاحظ الخطية مين اللي يقدر يقف قدامك.
But God is rich in mercy.
لكن الله غني في الرحمة.
His mercy is like himself, it is very great.
رحمته زي طبيعته هو فعلا عظيم.
And then in verse 4, because of his great love wherewith he loved us.
وفي عدد 4 محبته الكثيرة أحبنا بها.
God saved you and I because he loved us.
الله خلصني وخلصت لأنه أحبني.
Sometimes you and I are kind to others, or we act in a nice way towards others.
لما أحيانًا بنتعامل بطريقة كويسة مع الناس.
But it's not because we love them.
مش عشان خاطر بنحبهم الحقيقة.
Outwardly we may be good to them.
أنا عايز أبقى كويس ليهم.
But inwardly we actually don't have any positive feelings towards them.
يعني من برا أنا بحاول أساعدهم لكن الحقيقة من جوايا ما فيش يعني محبة جوايا.
But behind the salvation of God was the love of God.
لكن وراء خلاص الله محبة الله.
He did not just save us in the way that like a lifesaver would save someone that was drowning.
ما أنقذناش لأنه واحد هيغرق وقام بإنقاذه.
Or a physician which might treat somebody and heal them but without actually having any feelings towards them.
ولا الدكتور اللي بيعالج واحد مريض لكن ما فيش علاقة بينه وبينه.
But when God saved us, it was because He loved us.
لكن الله لما خلصنا لما أنقذنا كان فعلاً بيحبنا.
He loved the unlovable.
أحب الذي لا يستحق المحبة.
For God so loved the world.
هكذا أحب الله العالم.
And in John chapter 1, how is this world described that God so loved? It says.
فصح واحد من يوحنا.
It says about the world, about the Lord Jesus, He was in the world and the world was made by Him and the world knew Him not. That same world is the world that God loved. And then Ephesians chapter 2, we read about His grace. That the Lord not only did not treat us according to what we deserved,
مش بس عملنا الله واحنا ما نستاهلش,
but He was gracious to us.
لكن كان مليان نعمة من ناحيته.
He gave us that which we didn't ask for.
ادانا حاجات احنا ما فكرناش انه نطلبها منه.
You and I would have been very happy to just have the mercy of God.
احنا كان كفاية علينا رحمة الله انه يرحمنا.
If God was only merciful to you and I, then we would be eternally grateful to Him.
لو بس كان رحيم من ناحيتنا هنقعد العمر كله شاكرينه على هذا الرحمة.
But God has been gracious to us.
لكن الله أظهر نعمة.
He's done good to us.
عمل إحسانات كثيرة لينا.
Remember the story, I love this story in Luke 18 about the tax collector who went up to the temple to pray. And the scripture says that he wouldn't lift up his eyes towards heaven. But he said these words, he said, God be merciful to me. A sinner. Do you remember what the Bible says about that man? It says, and that man went down to his house justified. But Lord, he didn't ask to be justified. He just wanted your mercy. He just wanted you to withhold the punishment that he deserved. But God gave to him that which he didn't even ask for. He went down to his house justified. You and I, we would have been just like the prodigal son who came back and said, Lord, just make me one of your hired servants. But did the father make him as one of his hired servants? But the Lord, or his father restored him as a son. He showed him grace. And then in verse 7, we read about the kindness of God. Something which God will show to you and I and through all of eternity. And even into eternity.
حتى في الحياة الأبدية.
You and I will be the objects of the kindness of God. He will continue and to be kind to you and I. And I don't really know what that means. But it means to me that not only has God been good and kind to me in the past, but for all of eternity, God will continue to pour out His love on you and I. And it's a very big challenge when we're asked to love in that way. But I'll just close with this. We have an example in the Old Testament. The example of David.
Dawood.
Who I think demonstrates what we've been trying to say today. I think he's an example of what we're trying to
say.
In 2 Samuel chapter 9 and verse 1, and David said, "Is there yet any that is left of the house of Saul that I may show him kindness for Jonathan's sake?" And for those who don't know, Saul was David's enemy. Saul was the king before David. And in his jealousy towards David, he hunted him like a dog. So for David to now say, "Is there yet any left of the house of Saul?" He's really seeking out his enemies. Very often in the time of the kings, whenever there was a king that came to power, he would kill the family of the king that preceded him. So we would expect that David would do something like that. But David is looking for someone of the house of Saul to show him kindness to. And the question is, why is it? I think if you go back to chapter 7, we have a clue as to why at this particular time David sought someone out to show kindness to. In 2 Samuel chapter 7, David has an idea in his mind. He wants to build a house for the Lord. And initially, the prophet Nathan tells him, "Do everything that's in your heart to do." But then, that same night, the Lord gave a message to Nathan to give to David. And this is the message in verse 8 and 9. Of 2 Samuel chapter 7. Now therefore you will say unto my servant David, "Thus saith the Lord of hosts, I took you from the sheepcote, from following the sheep, to be ruler over my people Israel. And I was with you whithersoever you went, and have cut off all of your enemies out of your sight, and have made you a great name, like unto the name of all the great men that are in the earth."
والآن فهكذا تقول لعبد داود هكذا قال رب الجنود أنا أخذتك من المربط من وراء الغنم لتكون رئيسا على شعب إسرائيل وكنت معك حيثما توجهت وقرضت جميع أعدائك من أمامك وعملت لك اسما عظيما كاسم العظماء الذين في الأرض.
And David's response to that was twofold. God reminded David of all of his favor toward him.
Allah,
all of his goodness.
Allah فكر بكل اللي عمله له كويس اللي عمله له.
He reminded David of who David was.
قال له انت كنت ايه؟
He was nothing. He was a shepherd.
هو ما كانش حاجه، كان راعي غنم.
He reminded David of what God had done to David.
قال له بالضبط ايه اللي انا عملته لك؟
How much he had lifted David up.
انا رفعتك قد ايه يا داوود؟
And then in verse 18, David went in and sat before the Lord and said, "Who am I, O Lord God?"
دخل داود الملك داود وجلس أمام الرب وقال من أنا يا سيدي الرب.
And that was the first thing that David did.
ودي أول حاجة عملها داود في عدد 18.
But the second thing that David did was in chapter 9.
في تاني حاجة عملها اللي هو في أصحاح
9. And David said, "Is there yet any that is left of the house of Saul?"
قال داود هل يوجد بعد أحد في بيت شاول؟
That I may show him kindness.
فأصنع معه معروف.
When David remembered all of the kindness of God towards him.
لما افتكر داود كل إحسان الله لي.
How God had taken him from being nothing.
إزاي الله خده وهو ما كانش ولا حاجة.
And exalted him.
ورفعه.
David wanted to show kindness to others.
داود عايز برضه يبين محبة للناس.
When he remembered the love of God towards him.
لما افتكر محبة الله ليه.
It was very easy for him to show love towards others.
أصبح من السهل عليه إن يظهر محبة للآخرين.
Even those who were his enemies.
حتى لو كان عدوه.
And when you and I think of the love of God towards us.
ولما أنا وأنت نفكر في محبة الله لنا.
And who we were when God loved us.
وإحنا كنا إيه قبل ما يحبنا الله.
It will be easier for us to show love towards those who have wronged us.
هيبقى أسهل علينا إن إحنا نظهر محبة للآخرين.
We are only doing to others that which you and I have experienced ourselves.
إحنا ما نقدرش نعمل حاجة إلا اللي إحنا اختبرناه.
And when we remember the goodness and the kindness of God towards us when we were his enemies,
لما نفتكر محبة الله وإحسانه وإحنا أعداء لي,
it's then and only then that you and I will be able to love our enemies.
دي الحالة الوحيدة اللي تخلينا نقدر نحب أعدائنا.
Because all we are doing is showing the very same love that has been shown to you and I.
في الحالة دي احنا بنظهر بس المحبة اللي أظهرها الله لينا.
And may the Lord bless his word.
الرب يبارك كلمتنا. نصلي. يا رب قديه بنحبك. قديه بنحبك. يا رب أظهرت لنا محبة ونحن لا نستحق. قديه توصفنا كلمتك. ضعفاء أعداء خطاة يا رب دي حالتنا ما نقدرش نخبيها لكن قد بنشكرك إنك حبتنا وأظهرت محبتك لينا يا رب ما أحوجنا بحق إن إحنا عشان بهذا يعرف الجميع إنكم تلاميذي إن كان لكم حب يا رب اثر في حياتنا هذا المحب ساعدنا طبيعتنا القديمة ما بتساعدناش لكن بنشكرك من كل القلب يا رب لأنك أعطيتنا حياتك وأعطيتنا هذه الطبيعة التي من عندك اللي تقدر تحب ساعدنا يا رب بحق إن احنا نحب الآخرين يا رب مستوى صعب جدا بالنسبة لنا والبشريتنا لكن قدامنا شخص ربنا يسوع المسيح الذي أحب حتى الموت موت الصليب إلا أطاع حتى الموت موت الصليب وإحنا محتاجين نطيع ومحتاجين نحب ساعدنا رب من فضلك ساعدنا من فضلك ما فيش شهادة أكتر من دي إن إحنا نظهر المحبة كلام الناس مش محتاجة كلام والناس مش محتاجة وعظ لكن محتاجة الشخص يظهر فينا وإنت عايزنا نستمر في هذا نور وملح نور من غير كلام الناس ترى فينا شخصك، ترى فينا محبتك، ترى فينا تواضعك، ترى فينا لطفك. يا رب ساعدنا حتى يظهر ثمر روحك فينا سيدنا. يا رب بارك لكل نفس موجودة، كلنا محتاجين معونة خاصة، شباب ولا كبار، صغيرين ولا كبار، يا رب مرضى ولا سلام، محتاجين نعمتك. واحنا مقبلين على اسبوع جديد، كن معانا، اللي في دراسته واللي في شغله واللي في بيته واللي بيساعد اولاده واللي بيساعد اطفال، يا رب ساعدنا من فضلك عشان نكون ليك. صلي يا رب هذا في اسم المسيح الغالي، امين.